Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.
Get ready to get healthy. Get ready to get fit. Get ready to take charge of your health. Get ready to listen, learn, and live healthier. Because your health is your wealth. It's time for some information and inspiration. It's time to talk about health and nutrition. Nutrition for your body, for your mind, for your spirit. It's time for Let's Talk Nutrition. Proper exercise, stress relief, eating well, supplementation for when you don't. Let's Talk Nutrition. Scientists, authors, nutrition specialists, personal trainers, holistic healers, experts in traditional, natural, and integrative medicine. Daily prizes and giveaways. Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Vitamin Discount Center. Visit VDCUSA.com for life for less. Follow Dr. Garko on Twitter at Dr. Garko and on Facebook at facebook.com/Dr. Michael Garko. Now, welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
And welcome to the second hour on this Making It Happen Monday. Making your health happen is what we're talking about. Only you can do that. You have the primary responsibility. Don't wait for somebody else to make it happen. Nobody takes care of yourself better than you, right? Maybe that's not true. There's some people where maybe the doctor's taking better care of them than they are themselves. Or others. That's not good. So, make it happen. Keep listening to the show. Who knows? You may pick something up that could help you. Change your mind, change your way of your diet, change your lifestyle, something. You never know. 877-897-8255. That's a toll-free number. You can call the show anytime. While we're talking about whatever theme we're focusing on, you can comment on it, ask a question, give your opinion. Listener-friendly show. We encourage it. Local number is 813-636-8255. 813-636-TALK. In the first hour, we took a look at the question, should superstar athletes endorse on healthy foods, especially targeting children, adolescents, and teenagers? My producer and I disagree. Jose called in, and he agrees with me, that perhaps they shouldn't be doing that. They are influencing and shaping behavior. And that's why, you know, you get these companies that will drop an endorsement, drop an athlete that's endorsing their product or services when they're involved in some, it's interesting, if they're involved in some scandal, they'll drop them. But they'll carry them to sell the product that may, in fact, be contributing to ill health. Okay, whatever. Sounds like a definition of crazy to me, but who knows? In this hour, we're going to take a look at a couple of stories trending in the news. I'm going to get to this business of diet versus exercise. You know, which one really is more effective? Or is it both, or is it something else? Now, in all the years I've been going to health clubs, gyms, whatever you want to call them, I've seen, you see it all, boy, I'll tell you, after a while. And one of the things I've noticed over the years that certain people going to the gym, not only do they cannot lose the weight, but they end up gaining more weight. I've seen that more than on a few occasions. And so there was a study in an article published in Women's Health, and they were talking about this very issue. And they were mentioning that there was a UK, United Kingdom-based company that polled 1,000 people on their diet and exercise habits. And they discovered that 26% of the people surveyed actually gained more weight after starting their membership at the gym and going to the gym. So let me ask you, Stephen, what would be your hypothesis for that? Why do you think it is that some people go to they join a gym, they start going, and they go regularly, and they're gaining weight. I've seen it. I've witnessed it with my own eyes. The study's confirming something that I have watched over the years. Why do you think that would be?
And I'm assuming you're talking like actual weight gain, not like muscle build up.
No muscle gaining.
Actual weight fat.
Fat. Yeah. Okay. Fat.
The only thing I can think of is, well, two things. Either they're not doing it right, they're doing it wrong as far as the exercising goes, or the gym is a reasoning factor in the type of diet and lifestyle that they lead outside of it. So they may eat McDonald's every single day and drink your big paint gallon buckets of Coca-Cola or Pepsi, but they go to the gym, so it's okay.
You're closer on a second one.
Okay.
It seems, and they were quoting this nutritionist and an author called The Virgin Diet. I don't know what that's about. Drop 7 pounds, lose 7 pounds, just 7 days. I have no clue what that diet. Do you know what it is?
Mm-mm.
She's the author of the.
Never heard of it.
The Virgin Diet. Are you serious? I don't know. I don't even want to go there. Nevertheless, this is what JJ. Oh, her name is Virgin.
Makes sense, I guess.
Her name's JJ Virgin.
Okay.
She said, Miss Virgin, people think working out harder can make up for eating unhealthy foods. She does make a good point. In other words, if I go to the gym, I can then compensate for all those unhealthy foods, because going to the gym is going to help me prevent, is going to neutralize or compensate for my unhealthy eating, which is a point I think you were trying to get at with your second comment, that unhealthy bad eating. Now, if you drink a milkshake, that's about what, 800 calories somewhere in there?
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I say that like I drink them every day or something.
No, yeah. It would take you 72 minutes of jumping rope to burn off that those calories.
Not going to happen.
Never. There'll be pigs flying and landing at Tampa International before that happens. And that's a point that was made in this article by Kenny Thaupong, I don't know if I'm pronouncing his last name. I'm giving him attribution. This is where this story comes from. And that's the mistake that people often make. They figure, well, you know, this is getting to my issue of diet versus exercise. Well, if I exercise a little more, if I start exercising, then I can commit the nutritional or dietary violations. Wrong, bad idea. No way. Doesn't work like that. That just doesn't. It just doesn't. But this happens. Now, it leads me to this. Well, before I even get to diet and exercise, the study on identical twins. Now, this is a bit perplexing. And it deals with these identical twins who had significant weight differences. And this was a study of 16 pairs of identical twins in which one twin was obese and the other one was lean, which seems odd to me. Usually twins are pretty, you know, when you see them,
they're twins.
They look pretty much the same. Mm-hmm. It's hard to imagine. I don't think I've ever seen a twin where twins where one twin is obese and the other one is lean. Mm-hmm. Have you?
No, not unless it's the platonic, is the where they're not actual twins. They just come out at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah.
So in eight of the pairs of twins, the obese twins was metabolically healthy. Oh, boy. This is going to sound like an excuse for people to be obese. As his or her lean co-twin. So you got one of the twins lean, you got one twin is obese. The obese twin, when tested, tested to be as metabolically healthy as the lean twin. Now, though, to make it more intriguing, there were the other eight pairs. Now, what happened there? When we come back, I'll tell you. This study was rather interesting. It adds even more confusion to this whole issue of how do you lose the weight and keep it off? Should it be diet? Should it be exercise? Is it both or is it something else? It is perplexing. This is sort of like answering the question, where did we come from? Everybody's got a theory. Everybody's got an answer. And nobody knows what they're talking about. I don't know. We'll be back.
If you're constantly feeling run down, bloated, unable to concentrate, or just a little under the weather, you're probably not getting the probiotics you need every day. Probiotics are the friendly microorganisms that reside in your digestive tract. They're essential for sound digestion and a healthy immune system. And if you're not getting enough, you will never feel as healthy as you should. Fortunately, there's a solution. Berrydophilus is the great-tasting probiotic formula from Now Foods that was designed to make it easy to get the probiotics you need. Each Berrydophilus chewable contains 750 million live organisms from four of the most effective strains available. Suitable for both adults and children, Berrydophilus takes the guesswork out of supporting your healthy digestive and immune system. Be sure to ask for Berrydophilus from Now Foods wherever fine health products are sold. For more information, visit nowfoods.com and click on the Berrydophilus link. That's nowfoods.com. Now Foods, empowering people to lead healthier lives.
It's 6 o'clock.
Ooh, thank you for reminding me. Hand me the Kyolic, honey.
What's Kyolic, Mommy?
That's Kyolic. It's the best supplement on the market for maintaining good heart health. Your dad and I take it, so we'll be around a long time to watch you grow up.
What's Kyolic do?
Well, you know how you drink milk to stay strong? I take Kyolic aged garlic extract to stay healthy, and it's odorless. I get the benefits of garlic without any bad breath or body odor. It also boosts my immune system and improves my circulation so I can wrap my arms around you and give you the world's biggest hug. Now go remind Daddy to take his Kyolic, too. It helps his cholesterol.
But, Mommy, how do they make Kyolic odorless?
You always ask the smart questions, don't you?
Because keeping you healthy keeps you around to keep them healthy. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.kyolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
You're a person that knows what she wants. A healthy lifestyle for you and your family is a top priority. You want to know about the latest nutritional research and products. There is no substitution for brand name quality and trust. You're also one of the growing number of people who are aware of the many health benefits of essential fatty acids. Country Life, a pioneer and leader in the field of nutritional supplements, has formulated a series of EFA products just for you, like the new Omega Mom prenatal and postpartum formulas. Country Life Prenatal Omega Mom is formulated with special ingredients, including DHA from fish oil, to support healthy fetal development and bone, cardiovascular, and immune system function for the mother. Country Life Postpartum Omega Mom has special ingredients to support breast milk production and the mother and child immune function. Two recent studies from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition and the Journal of Pediatrics show that fatty acids such as DHA significantly aid infant development. Family owned and with 35 years of experience, Country Life is a brand that you can trust for the highest quality products.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Yerba Prima, pioneers in internal cleansing. Solgar, providing science-based supplements since 1947. Renew Life, the digestive care company. Nordic Naturals, pure and great-tasting omega oils. Form Essentials, makers of the sleep aid Solace. Now introducing Zinnia for healthy hair, skin, and nails. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome back to Making It Happen Mondays on Let's Talk Nutrition. Make it happen. Make your health happen. Talking about this identical twin study, one twin was obese, the other one was lean. The obese twin, in eight pairs, that there were 16 pairs of identical twins that they looked at, and in eight pairs of the twins, the obese twin was metabolically healthy, just as metabolically healthy as the lean twin, co-twin. But in the other eight pairs, the obese twin had a poorer blood fat profile, higher liver fat, and increased insulin production and resistance, and even suffered from higher blood pressure, which are classic signs and symptoms of being obese, an unhealthy obese person, which what has consequences leading to diabetes, coronary heart disease, all kind of joint issues, inflammation, cancer. It goes on. The list is incredible. This is very perplexing. Now, I don't know how they work their way out of that entanglement. But before I'll get back to that. I have a caller, Bob in Land O'Lakes. So I don't want to have him out there in the ether waiting to get on. Just bring him on right away. Bob, welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition. Thanks for stopping by today.
Oh, my pleasure, Dr. Guthrie. A pleasure to speak with you. I just want to talk briefly about what you mentioned, I guess, in the last hour regarding some of the different sports, you know, people endorsing things. You look at
the superstar athletes endorsing food products or maybe even services, especially the food, the fast food, junk foods that seem to be, that would be, you know, something you would not want children to adopt or and adolescents or teenagers to start to eat or eat, continue to eat or, you know, be influenced by these commercials. What do you think about that?
I think you're absolutely right. And one other thing I notice is that you probably see this, too, when you watch any of the sporting events, is these, quote, unquote, sports drinks, energy drinks that are out there, too. As we both know, they're loaded with a lot of junk like high fructose corn syrup and artificial colors and flavors, and my God, I mean, it's probably one of the worst things kids can have on a regular basis, especially you just mentioned again with the metabolic syndrome and diabetes being such a huge factor, you know, for our youth today. So no doubt about it.
Well, you know, if I try to put my, you know, I always try to be fair and open-minded. And I was thinking, okay, what if I were a superstar athlete and I had companies coming to me to endorse certain foods?
Sure.
Whether it be pizza, hamburgers, soft drinks, soda, sports drinks, anything, and there's a lot of money involved. You know, I ask myself, would I have the will to resist that temptation and walk away from it, or would I rationalize it? You know, I really wonder.
True.
As a health talk show host, I don't have anybody coming to me asking me to endorse unhealthy things. Of course, I would never do that. But at the same time, Robert, you know, I still have a responsibility to try to live a healthy life, have a healthy diet and lifestyle as best I can, and not be a hypocrite and come on a show and ask you or somebody else, you know, you should do this, you should do that, try this, try that, and I'm violating it. I mean,
absolutely.
I mean, that would be, I think, just more than hypocritical, would be unethical. But do you have children?
No, I don't.
I'm, you know, in today's age, my technical producer, Stephen, has a young child. And, you know, I don't know the temptations. I don't know how parents, I mean, if you got an athlete endorsing a pizza, who now, it's Peyton Manning.
True.
Right? Papa John's Pizza. He now endorses the pizza. Not only does he endorse the pizza, Bob, but he endorses the franchise. He has one.
That's true, too.
So, I wonder if he's even thought about it. Maybe he thinks that eating pizza and having children get, you know, eating more pizza than they otherwise would. I don't know. What do you think? I don't know what's in his mind.
I guess in a way, maybe it's a rite of passage, you know, for kids to kind of eat a lot of that stuff. There's no doubt about it. And I guess maybe with a certain limitation, that food is okay. But I think the primary thing, as you and I both know, is we probably really should be thinking about, you know, better ways to kind of retrain our youth to understand, hey, what you take in your body is so critical and important, not only now, but in your future. And you can have those things maybe in, you know, smaller amounts, but please just understand, you know, the requirement that your body really needs. And it's beyond, you know, pizza and burgers and sodas and fast food and things like that. So there's no question.
Boy, well, you know, that would be ideal. I have yet to see an athlete come on and say, eat your broccoli. The only
yeah,
one.
There's a big money in broccoli, let's face it.
the only person, a cartoon figure, was Popeye, who said, eat your spinach.
And George Bush, President Bush,
said, you're right. Thanks for reminding me. Eat your broccoli.
Exactly. I mean, I got to give a little bit of credit to Michelle Obama. She's at least trying with certain things to say, hey, you know, let's pay attention to what we eat.
Yeah, you're right.
It's important. She's probably the first person to ever do that, and I think on behalf of them, it's been a great public service to do that, and they should really, you know, we should be grateful. No doubt about it.
I really appreciate your call. You make some good points, and this conversation is an important one. I mean, we don't think much about it. I was watching football yesterday, and it just so happens that the day before, in this interview I had with this famous athlete who has endorsement with a big food company, fast food company, and I'm watching the football games on Sunday, you know, in and out, doing chores and this and that. If it's not pizza, it's hamburgers. If it's not hamburgers, it's French fries. If it's not French fries, it's some sort of soda. I mean, one thing after another all day long. And I'm thinking, well, kids are watching this all day too, right?
Yeah, there's no question about it. And, you know, I think sometimes even the younger adults are going to be influenced by that as well. It's very, very hard to escape. It's kind of around us all the time between what our peers do, what we see on TV, what's on the grocery store shelves. It's all there. And it's always like this constant bombardment of things where you go, wow. You know, it's kind of hard not to, you know, ingest some of this stuff sooner or later. It's almost unavoidable, you know?
Well, I know. And even as an adult, I'm watching these commercials. I'm affected and influenced by them as well. Sure. You know, that would be silly for me to say, no, they have no impact. I mean, and I'm in this business, and I'm still influenced by them. So I don't know. I wanted to raise this topic. I think we should have that conversation. I'm sure many of the athletes would agree with my technical producer and say, look, you know, I'm just, you know, that's the parents' responsibility. I'm just endorsing a product. I'm not, there's no gun put to anybody's head. I'm endorsing hamburgers or whatever. I don't know. I disagree, but you happen to agree. So I got two callers that agree with me so far.
I think, like I said, when you walk the walk and talk the talk, as you know, we both do, and it's your passion, basically, it's very, very hard for you to kind of go against what you know is probably the best thing, you know, I think, for us and what we should be doing. So there's no question about it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate your call. Thanks for listening to the show. Thanks.
Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
You do the same. Yeah, I mean, I just think it's, you know, in all honesty, though, if I, you know, if somebody came to me and say, look, we would like you to endorse this product or service, and I thought it was questionable, and in that it would contribute to the ill health of people, but it was a ton of money. If I thought it was contributing to ill health, I'd have to walk away. And it's not as if these athletes are poor, especially the megastar athletes. They're making millions of dollars. They have endorsements for Nike, Adidas, all the sports gear. I mean, it's not as if they're living hand to mouth, no pun intended, right? I mean, come on, guys and gals, these superstar athletes, you can do better than that. Yeah, where's the commercial for Eat Your Fruits and Vegetables, kids? Where's that athlete? Where is that commercial? Who's doing that endorsement? Who's doing that public service announcement? Who's stepping up? I don't see them. They should. Maybe they should be part of the leadership in changing the tide of this obesity epidemic among children. I'm just saying. We'll be back.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Garden of Life, empowering extraordinary health. Natural Factors, where great health begins. Greens Plus, superfood for super health. Kyolic, aging makes the finest garlic truly odorless. Natrol, nourishing the potential of mind and body. New Chapter, the benefit of nature's wisdom. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Nutrition. This is making it happen Mondays on LTN, and we've been in and out in the first hour, especially focused on this business of the question, really, Should professional athletes be endorsing unhealthy foods? Quite frankly, that's the question. My answer is no, I don't think they should. My producer thinks they should. They have a right to do that, and it's the parents' responsibility. There are a lot of people that line up with Stephen on that. Had a couple of callers today that seemed to agree with me. That doesn't necessarily, it's not a matter of who's right or wrong. It's a matter of what is the issue. That's all I'm trying to do is raise the issue and have us think about it. You have Peyton Manning, who endorses Papa John's Pizza. Well, okay. And then now he's endorsing a franchise. He is a franchise owner. I don't think Peyton Manning got up one day and thought, you know, I shouldn't do this because it's contributing to the obesity epidemic. I don't even know. I'll bet you it hasn't even crossed his mind. Or maybe it did. Maybe his agent said, you know, do you want to do this? I don't know. Maybe they had that conversation. I have no clue. But I think athletes need to be more sensitive about the kind of impact that they're having on society, especially young children, adolescents, teenagers, and adults for that matter. Well, companies have no problem, and they're quick to drop an athlete who gets involved in some sort of sex scandal. They drop them like they were bubonic plague. They have no problem with that. And they also apparently don't have a problem with them endorsing products that might contribute to the obesity epidemic. So they're dropping them on with a sex scandal because they're unethical. Well, are ethics involved in endorsing a product that would be harming the health of people? I wonder. Maybe some people don't put it together that way. Say, oh, you're going too far now. Perhaps. But I'm trying to make a point. Get back to this twin study where they had 18 pairs of twins. Eight pairs, one in each of these 18 pairs, you had one twin that was obese, one twin that was lean. Eight pairs, the obese twin was just as metabolically healthy as the co-twin, the lean co-twin. In the other eight pairs, the obese twin was clearly not as healthy as the co-lean twin. In fact, the condition of the obese twin, who was not as metabolically healthy, had all sorts of health issues compared to the lean twin. Everything from liver fat, insulin sensitivity, C-reactive protein levels, lipid panel that was horrible, blood pressure, and so on. They have no explanation. I don't either. There's this phenomenon called metabolically healthy obesity. Really? Yeah, it's called the obesity. Another way it's referred to is as the obesity paradox. I was even reluctant to report on the study because people think, oh, see, I can be obese and still be healthy. You know what? Those people are a small minority compared to the overall population of obese people. And they'll figure it, and I'll keep reporting on that, whatever that explanation is going to be, I'm curious. Which leads me to diet versus exercise. And which of those two is more responsible for weight loss, or is it both, or is it something else? So I told you today was quiz day, Stephen. Here's the next question. Which is as revealed by the research now? This is not an opinion. It's a matter of what's out there, the studies. What does the science tell us about weight loss? Is diet more effective in losing weight and keeping it off? Is exercise more effective in losing weight or keeping it off? Or do you need both to really, is that the most effective way to lose weight and keep it off?
I would have to say both.
Yeah. It is diet and exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you this choice. Which of these two is more effective in weight loss, diet or exercise?
I would go with in weight loss.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Exercise.
It's diet.
Oh, that's what we just discussed. Yeah, we just even talked about the exercising people that still mow down food. Yeah.
Yeah, it's diet. But exercise is not as good a predictor at weight loss as diet. Diet's a better predictor for weight loss, but that diet and exercise together are the best predictor for weight loss. And it's interesting. You know, change your diet and change your exercise habits. This one study says change them at the same time for best results. That's interesting to me. This was a study back in April of this year. These were researchers at Stanford University School of Medicine. And they said that what they've discovered in their research, and I thought this was interesting. And for me, it's all about behavior, changing your relationship with food, your attitudes with food, your socio-emotional, psycho-emotional relationship with food, psycho-emotional relationship with food. To me, that's where I go. But nevertheless, they said that focusing on changing exercise and diet at the same time, simultaneous change, they said provides a better or bigger boost than if you did them sequentially. That almost seems counterintuitive, doesn't it? In that you would be tempted to think maybe you're asking a person to do too much.
Right, yeah.
But according to their research, they found that if you get them to do both at the same time, that you end up with a better result. Now, here's my question. Here's another quiz question for you.
Mm-hmm.
They found something else that was, I thought, rather intriguing. Do you focus on diet first as an approach to weight loss, or do you focus on exercise first as an approach to weight loss?
It's kind of the same question from earlier with, I guess, a little bit of a twist. I mean, I guess you would lean towards diet.
Okay.
In this case, yeah. Yeah.
No. In this case, they found that focusing on changing the diet first,
mm-hmm,
as an approach that many weight loss programs endorse, that actually, they discovered, interfered with getting a consistent exercise routine together. That's interesting to me. You see how complicated this gets, right?
Mm-hmm. I can see that because if you change your diet and then you start to feel better or even maybe look a little bit better, then you're less inclined to have the initiative to do the exercise.
That's
interesting. Whereas when you start exercising and you start seeing some results from that, you actually want to eat better.
That's interesting. Another way, a little darker way to look at it would be that changing diet is really hard. I know some people loathe exercising, but I'd put them at gunpoint to get that milkshake and burger out of their hands. I think changing diet can be so demoralizing that people just give up on everything. That's another way to look at it. Yours is a more optimistic way to look at yours is a more optimistic hypothesis, a more positive hypothesis. This study was published in the Annals of Behavioral Medicine. I'm telling you that this all and again, it sounds like I'm being negative, but I'm just, my experience is just too broad and too deep in this area, and what I can report to you is that it is very, very, very difficult to get people to change both their dietary behaviors and lifestyle behaviors, and to do both at the same time is really tough. This study suggests, do them both at the same time, you have better results. And don't focus on diet first, by the way. Focus on exercise. Interesting. Be right back.
Feel tired, lethargic, or irritable? Take Solace. You're one of millions of Americans that has trouble falling asleep or staying asleep. In fact, according to a national survey, 54% of adults have trouble sleeping. So what can you do about it? Take Solace. Solace is an all-natural dietary supplement formulated to support healthy sleep and relaxation. Solace can help you fall asleep and stay asleep naturally. Formulated with all-natural ingredients, Solace is non-addictive and won't leave you feeling groggy in the morning. Take Solace an hour before bed and feel the calming effects of this extensively researched sleep and relaxation aid. For more information on Solace, call toll-free 877-533-7066 or visit TakeSolace.com. That's 877-533-7066 or TakeSolace.com. Look for Solace in your local health and nutrition store. Solace, for a good night's rest naturally.
Nordic Naturals Pet Cod Liver Oil and Pet Omega 3 is exactly what our dogs and cats need to live a healthier life. Since my dog Chloe is my best friend, I want to watch her grow up with me. My mom told me Nordic Naturals not only makes products just for me, like children's DHA and Omega 369 Junior, they also make the same fresh and pure omega-3s for my cat and dog, too.
Nordic Naturals Pet Cod Liver Oil is derived from 100% wild Arctic cod, and the fish come exclusively from the Arctic Ocean, and also contains high levels of DHA and EPA per serving, omega-3 fatty acid, and all-natural vitamins A and D. To find out more about Nordic Naturals Pet Cod Liver Oil and Pet Omega 3, call Nordic Naturals today at 800-787-7208 or online at www.nordicnaturals.com.
Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great tasting omega oils.
Did you know that the most common form of calcium supplement today is calcium carbonate, also known as limestone? You don't eat rocks as part of your balanced diet, so why would you choose to supplement your bone health nutritional needs with limestone? Our bodies understand and seek whole food sources of nutrition. New Chapter is proud to deliver Bone Strength Take Care, a calcium complex that delivers key bone health nutrients in the form of whole food, not rocks. Bone Strength Take Care also delivers key bone nourishing nutrients, including vitamins D3 and K2. Vitamin K2 is of critical importance as it ensures calcium is placed in the bone where it's needed and stays out of the arteries where it's not. Discover for yourself the whole food bone health alternative to rocks. Bone Strength Take Care, the best-selling natural bone health supplement in America. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Rainbow Light Certified Organics for a stronger state of health. Jaro Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. Now Foods, our products work. Vega, clean, plant-based nutrition. Country Life, a leader and authority in natural health and nutrition. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Nutrition on Making It Happen Monday. And if you're trying to lose weight, how do you make it happen? Is it diet alone that'll get it done? Exercise alone? Diet or exercise together? In fact, that's the item of this Concentre Health question of the day. Which produces, according to the science now, according to the studies that I've looked at, and there's quite a few, and it's pretty clear, which produces the greater weight loss? A, diet alone. B, exercise alone, or C, diet and exercise together. You have the correct answer. You win a $25 gift card to Vitamin Discount Center. 877-897-8255. 877-897-TALK. That's a toll-free number. And then 813-636-8255. 813-636-TALK. Which produces the greater weight loss? Diet alone, exercise alone, or diet and exercise together? I gave the answer several times. I came across a study where they looked at that question. It was done back in 2005. It was a review of the literature. Here's your final question of the day, Stephen. Here's your final. Okay, he's on the phone. In this study, they found that in terms of weight regain now, which is something different. I didn't say weight loss, but after the people lost the weight, they took a look at the regaining of weight. And they looked at diet and exercise together, and they looked at diet alone. And they wanted to see, did diet and exercise together inhibit the likelihood or reduce the likelihood of a greater weight regain, or diet alone. Stephen, what do you think? Did diet and exercise together produce a less of a likelihood of weight regain than diet alone?
Weight regain?
Yeah. After the people lost the weight, then they went back and they looked. They said, okay, in terms of regaining the weight, did diet and exercise prohibit less weight regain? In other words, people gained, they were able to keep the weight off, or did diet alone help people keep the weight off?
I'd have to say it's the pair, both.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Adding exercise to diet didn't help at all.
Oh, so we don't have to exercise. Thanks. I love these studies.
You're a crazy man. You're a crazy man. It didn't help in terms of weight regain. When they added exercise to diet, people all regained generally the same amount of weight. Didn't help them. Let's go to Jose and Brandon. Jose, okay, so we'll have to wait. He won before. You're right. Okay. So this does get confusing. You know, so it's not only losing weight, but keeping the weight off. And the recidivism rate among regaining weight is not good. So the lines are still open. Here's the health question of the day. Which produces the greater weight loss, diet alone, exercise alone, or diet and exercise together? Which of those three answers produces the greatest weight loss? 877-897-8255. 877-897-TALK, and then local numbers 813-636-8255. This business of weight regain, relapse, recidivism, whatever term you want to use, I guess they use that with people in prison, but relapse, weight relapse, this regain, in this one particular study, I'm going to explore this a little bit closer myself. I'm going to go back and see and look this question up a little bit more. Does diet and exercise together help minimize weight regain? In this one study that I looked at, not so much. Didn't help at all. In fact, adding exercise to diet didn't help people keeping the weight off. Hi, Sharu. Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition.
Hey, Dr. Garko.
How are you? I haven't talked to you in a while.
I know it was time to call you.
So, what do you think? Is it diet alone, exercise alone, or diet and exercise together that produces the great?
I would say together.
Yep.
I guess it's easier to start on the exercise and then work on the diet for your lifetime.
Yeah. In this other study that I looked at, when they recommend that, what they found was that when people started to change their diet first, that their attempt to try to exercise collapsed. They didn't do well at that. That's interesting to me. Then in that study, they also found that starting diet, when you're going to try to lose weight, you should try to change your diet and try to change your exercise habits both at the same time. They said that that produces the greater effect. To me, it almost sounds counterintuitive because it sounds harder. You're asking people to do twice as much, change your diet, change your exercise habits. But they said...
Right.
Rather than doing it sequentially, they found that doing them together is better. And then when they tested it sequentially, they found that when they got people to try to change their diet first, that they failed at changing their exercise habits.
Interesting.
Interesting, isn't it?
Right.
Well, congratulations. You want a $25 gift card to Vitamin Discount Center. I know that you shop there from time to time.
I was there 2 days ago.
How is your family doing?
Wonderful, Darko. They're doing good.
Everybody's well.
Right.
There you go. But let me ask you your opinion real quick. Do you think professional athletes should not or should do endorsements for food companies where it's a fast food or a junk food?
Yeah, you would think they should not, but then I guess they...
What do you think? What do you think they should do?
They should endorse products they really use, I guess.
They should endorse products that are what?
That they really use. which are mostly
I guess they
do good the 80% of the time, and 20% of the time they do the junk food, but they get away with it.
I think that many of these athletes are eating those junk foods they endorse. My question is, should they be endorsing fast foods or junk foods, whether they eat them or not? Should they endorse them if they're having an impact on children? What do you think?
I think they should not, but it's easier said than done. But I have to educate the audience. You do a great job doing that, Doc.
Well, we're trying. I think it's an interesting question. You know, it's right. Easy for me to say, oh, yeah, you go ahead and turn down that $2 million endorsement. Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah, you got, you know, athletes promoting and endorsing pizza companies, hamburgers, French fries, sodas, you name it. Sodas, of, you know, all kinds of drinks, whatever. Anyway, thanks. Appreciate it. You want a $25 gift card, Sharu. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for calling. Remember, your health is your wealth, and your health is the wealth of those that care about and love you. See you tomorrow.
Still looking for your fountain of youth? It's Zinnia. Look no further than the beauty aisle of your favorite health and nutrition store. Zinnia is the newest product from Form Essentials, the brand that brought you Solace. So you know it's filled with the highest quality ingredients. Many cosmetic products only treat topically, while Zinnia addresses aging and hair loss from within. Formulated to support the growth of radiant hair, skin, and nails, Zinnia is sure to help you turn back the hands of time and assist you in aging gracefully. Zinnia provides a spectrum of key vitamins and other evidence-based natural ingredients such as alpha lipoic acid, biotin, and collagen and elastin peptides, all combined in one capsule for your convenience. By promoting beauty from the inside out, you're strengthening your cells and creating a lasting enhancement to your natural beauty. Zinnia fits into your daily routine and can be taken to boost your current cosmetic products. Available now at leading health and nutrition stores. Ask for Zinnia by name. Start taking Zinnia hair, skin, and nails today and get ready to look amazing. For more information, visit their website at formessentials.com.
Listen. Blissful silence. The sound of a healthy, balanced digestive system. No bloating, no gas, no flatulence, no loud gurgles, and most of all, no discomfort. Jarrow Formula's Ideal Bowel Support 299V contains a clinically documented probiotic strain, Lactobacillus plantarum 299V, that promotes regularity, enhances intestinal comfort, and optimizes immune health. Ideal Bowel Support 299V contains 10 billion L. plantarum 299V organisms per vegetarian capsule, proven to help your intestinal flora help you all day and every day. Hush. Ideal Bowel Support 299V does not require refrigeration and is a pure vegan formula. With the introduction of Ideal Bowel Support 299V, Jarrow Formulas continues to put the pro in probiotics. To sign up for a free sample of Ideal Bowel Support 299V, please go to www.jarrow.com.
Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.